Today, President Biden and Vice President Harris are in Atlanta to try to help a grieving community. Tuesday, a white gunman opened fire on three massage spas there. He killed eight people, most of them women of Asian descent. We're still learning about the victims. Investigators, as of today, have released all their names. They are Soon Park, who is 74 years old. Hyun Grant was 51. Soon-Chak Kim was 69. Young Yue was 63. Delena Ashley Yan was 33. Paul Andre Michaels was 54 years old. And Dao Yong Feng was 44. Also, Xiao She Tan was 49 years old. She was one of the owners of the businesses. Romina Ruiz Goriana is a reporter with USA Today and has spoken with Tan's family, has more about a vigil that took place. Romina, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So yesterday would have been Tan's 50th birthday. You met her family at the church and at the vigil. Tell us what they told you.
So, you know, I have been reporting the story remotely, but my colleague Trevor Hughes, who was on site, we have both been interviewing and speaking with the family. It was an incredibly difficult day. You know, it was a day in which they expected to be having strawberry fresh cream cake, and instead they were organizing flower arrangements and what kind of service they're going to have. The family is actually deeply Catholic and was very religious. And I think one of the things that was most moving is that at the end of the day, when they went back to the business where this vigil was going to take place, nobody knew who they were. And they were grieving in silence, you know?
Nobody knew who they were because they didn't really make themselves prominent. But as you say, at one point, a bystander brought up a pamphlet in support of the women and put it in the hands of the daughter.
Correct. I think what we saw is a sense of collective grief, right? So I think people, even without asking themselves, who is this person? What is your name? There was a sense of solidarity and of grief.
And you spoke to Tan's daughter this morning. Her name is Jamie Webb. Here's how she remembers her mother.
My mom's a very strong woman. She is very determined. And also, she's very loving and caring. I mean, she's the best mom anyone can hope for, I guess.
Could you tell us about Xiao She Tan's background, how she came to the U.S.?
Well, it's actually a love story. Xiao She was actually fell in love with Michael Webb. He was an American contractor in southern China. And even though there was this language barrier, they fell in love. He fell in love with her. And he also fell in love with Jamie, who couldn't have been more than 11 or 12 years old at the time. And they courted each other, traveling all over China, had this wonderful wedding. And a year and a half later, he moved his new family to Florida, to the United States. And they were incredibly, incredibly, incredibly close. And I know that I have super emphasize that. And they sound, from having spoken to Michael Webb and from having spoken to Jamie, even though they eventually separated, they remained a family. And she would say that we family. She would say that all the time, even after getting divorced, because as Michael Webb told me, that's what they were.
Xiao She Tan's mother is elderly. She still lives in China. Does she know that her daughter is dead?
No, she does not. At this point in time, the only thing that they've told her is that her daughter misplaced her phone. They would speak every day, and they've just told her that Tan misplaced and lost her phone, and that's why she hasn't been in touch. They actually even celebrated, you know, singing happy birthday and without knowing that she has passed.
Romina, what can you tell us about the other victims of the shootings?
Unfortunately, we still don't have a lot of information. It's been incredibly challenging to reach family members and neighbors and people who knew them. And I can imagine it's also incredibly taxing because they're so grief-stricken. At USA Today, we have spoken to the families of three of the victims, two of them besides Tan. We were also able to track down the family of Alcias Hernandez Ortiz, who is the sole survivor. He was actually on his way to send remittances at this store right next to Young's Asian Spa. And we spoke to his wife. they're originally from Guatemala, and he's been in Georgia for approximately a decade. You know, he's stable, and but he's still in the ICU, and he's set to have surgery next week, his wife told me, so that they remove the bullet from his abdomen. So we still are trying to find out as much as we can, and are very interested in learning who these people were.
Well, thank you very much for your reporting and for speaking with us. Romina Ruiz-Goriena, a reporter with USA Today. Thanks a lot, Romina.
Thank you.